across Newcastle.
You're waking up with Megan Crivo.
Different situation.
What was that situation?
Can't remember.
Exactly. It wasn't that important.
Help the Novos.
Local as New FM.
Happy hump day, Crivo.
Yay, we made it. Everyone made it. If you're listening, you're alive. Well done.
Welcome
you
to
made
the Woody Club as well.
Yes.
What a car.
I know, I know, I know. Good morning, Jess. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good.
Happy
surviving.
You haven't joined the Hoodie Club this morning, though, have you?
Well, no.
Jess is not that.
You missed the memo.
Jess
I
is like,
the memo.
If it's not sort of the gear you'd wear at a gym.
No, Jess has
a press conference.
She has amazing style. That's what I was about to say. Press conference. When I was at radio school, we were always told to come to work to dress as if you were going to meet the Prime Minister that day. That's what we got told. And what am I wearing this morning? I'm wearing flared jeans and a My Chemical Romance hoodie.
Jess always dresses like she could meet the Prime Minister.
Exactly. Oh, and that's what I mean.
Yeah, it's like
a little bit,
you know, formal. I guess that's because she's also a manager, so she has to be dressed like a leader, whereas I can get away with being a hoodlum.
Yes.
Hoodlum.
Exactly. Hoodie club for life, Crivo.
Yeah,
hoodie club for life.
Getting about the streets, living life.
How was your arvo yesterday, Crivo?
Yeah, it was very good. I'm just sort of living thing to thing at the moment.
Yeah.
So, just straight into the shop after here and then straight and visiting clients. And
oh, wow.
On and on and on.
No
and
then, rest for the wicked?
No, exactly.
Yeah.
But, hey, I'm alive. I'm ready. It's a great day today, and I can't wait to get amongst
it. Well, set to be mostly sunny, maybe a shower or two. So you might be able to get
wild weather yesterday.
That was ridiculous. I napped during that, I'll be honest.
It was just crazy.
Mm.
Anyway, we're
hopefully
all alive and ready to go.
Hopefully it's back to normal today. Got to do a first of five catch-up with Jess.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at Five with Jess.
All right, Jess, a bit of an update with this whole rail union and strike situation, yeah?
Yeah, so there was a bit of chaos yesterday. We didn't have any trains running on the Hunter line. There were buses replacing them where they could, and any other train was on a weekend timetable. So after that strike yesterday, the boss of the union says they are going to have another meeting this morning with the New South Wales government. Apparently, there has been a little bit of progress on a deed that the government put together to improve the inner city train fleet, which the train drivers have an issue with due to safety concerns. It's been the biggest reason as to why there's been all of this strike action. So hopefully something gets signed.
I've got my fingers crossed for anyone who does use the trains as their main form of commute.
Ooh, yeah.
But how long has this been?
It's been
months, years, even.
Well, yeah, the trains have been sitting in a shed for years. Like,
mate, they're going to be rusted by the time they actually get out onto the track.
Exactly.
They have to make new ones.
Have to make new ones. And you know what? If they have to make new ones, make them here.
Exactly.
So there's no issues.
Also that.
Yeah.
Also that.
Moving on to the NRLW, poor Hannah Southwell. You came in and told me this morning. I'm heartbroken for her.
This sucks. So co-captain Hannah Southwell, in like the first 10 minutes of the game on Sunday night, she came to the ground, was clutching her knee. They were hopeful on Sunday that it wasn't going to be anything too serious, but the scans that she had on Monday have confirmed that she has suffered a ruptured ACL.
Oh.
So that means no footy for Hannah for the rest of the season. She won't be able to go for the Australian team either.
Oh.
She's got surgery. It's a lengthy recovery when you do anything to your ACL. So the poor thing, she's out.
The season's literally just started.
Literally.
Oh, the poor bug. I felt my heart broke for her as soon as you told me.
I'm so sorry for her.
This poor girl worked so hard to get into the NRLW, co-captain of the Newcastle Knights, and then it's
big dream.
Done in the first. Oh.
You hardly had a go. But that's just the way it goes in footy
sometimes.
But
who's replacing her, though? There's a really, like, a young gun replacing her, though, at the moment, yeah?
So, Simone Carpani, she debuted on the weekend.
She smashed it.
She did. She had a really good debut, played 42 minutes, made 21 tackles, all at 100% efficiency. She's going to replace her in her position at lock. So
is Hannah still co-captain?
Excellent question. I'll have to duck back and have a look.
Because it'd be interesting to see what happens in that situation.
They said that she's still going to play like a role.
Oh, she'll
in
still
the
be
season,
there.
So she'll
no
still
doubt.
Be
yeah,
around.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She'll be at every game, no doubt. But yeah. she just won't be on the field.
No, unfortunately.
And that's really unfortunate for her. Hopefully she can speedy recovery
yes.
for her.
Good luck to her.
Let's test your knowledge and fill the tank.
But don't get one wrong. This is New FM's $10,000.
$10,000 tank toppers.
Imagine not having to go to the pub to do trivia to score yourself some prizes.
This is heaps easier.
Yeah, especially last night with all that rain. Who wants to go out in the rain when you do trivia with us and potentially score yourself $150 worth of free fuel?
Forget like a meat voucher or whatever
meat
they're
tray.
Trying to give you.
Yeah, because a lot of the times on the meat tray, there either isn't enough for a full meal.
Or it's mostly or sausages.
Mostly sausages or some crap that you don't want. You want fuel. I know you want fuel.
Oh, it's so much better. $150 potentially this morning.
Yeah.
We're going to play cheeky questions.
We're going to play after 8 o'clock and right across your workday as well with Tyler and Michael. But the thing is, so we ask you a question. It's worth $50 worth mm-hmm. of free fuel. Get it right. You've got the chance to double or nothing on that, essentially.
Yeah.
You've got the chance to play for $100 worth of fuel. Get that right. You've got a chance to play for $150 worth of fuel. Get something wrong, though.
You lose a lot.
How? See, it's very, very... I wouldn't say gambling, because you're not really losing anything.
No, that's right.
Because you never had anything in the first place.
You start with nothing, you can end with nothing.
Yeah, so very, very easy. A lot of people are walking away with a lot of fuel.
Oh, my God. They're imagine just giving these cards out. Like
exactly. Imagine walking into the survey with the $50 fuel card or the $150 worth of fuel and then spending your allocated fuel money on something better, like ice cream.
You can do whatever you want.
Maybe don't a bottle of Pepsi or something.
Don't let society tell you to spend it all on petrol.
Exactly.
You might not even own a car.
That's true. You might be able to fill up the lawnmower jerry can. Who
exactly.
knows? That's a lot of lawnmower, Grebo.
Oh, my God.
If you've got a big yard, you need a lot of fuel for that lawnmower.
This is the thing for you.
Exactly. We are playing UFM's $10,000 tank topper right across your workday and with us at 8 o'clock this morning. Best of luck.
Megan Grebo.
So this is a bit of fun. So this Navy ship, US Navy ship, docks in this city of Alexandropolis. And I think I got that right, probably butchered it. Anyway, they pull up breakfast time. All the sailors get off the boat. Over 1,500 people had breakfast that morning in the town.
Yeah.
They consumed between 6,000 and 7,000 eggs before lunchtime. And basically, this little city, they've run out of eggs.
Oh, no.
Because they were then there overnight until the next day, and they're all, like, going in for breakfast. Sorry, we don't have eggs. You ate them all yesterday.
Oh, what are those poor people who are making a birthday cake and eat eggs?
Not
they're
available.
They're screwed it over
gone.
For them.
A couple of other nearby restaurants to where the ships docked that said the sailors, they have gone crazy. They keep telling us they've never eaten nicer meat. That's
wow.
a bit of a fun phrase
okay.
for a bunch
nice
of sailors
meat, yes.
eating some delicious meat.
Yeah.
Another restaurateur said, I serve 16 different types of meat at my restaurant, and they've tried them all. They were polite. They ate everything we had available and everything we could order.
Everything.
Everything.
There's normally a couple of things on a menu that you just don't touch.
Well, yeah. I mean,
not anymore. Not in
Alexandropolis. Apparently. Anyway, they go in. Imagine you go, have you got that? Have you got the steak? Oh, no, we're out of the steak. Have you got the chicken? Oh, we're out of the chicken. Have you got the pork? Oh, we're out of the pork.
Is this an episode of Kitchen Nightmare?
It feels a bit like that. Apparently, the guys were just absolutely loving the food they were serving, and they said the quality was so good that they ate everything we had.
I'm feeling a little bit sorry for the chefs on this actual Navy
ship. Oh, imagine being on the... Yeah.
Mainly because, like, they're raving over the food in this city, and it's like, well, what are we doing?
Then again...
Is our food not that great?
I think it's just if you're stuck on a boat for like 5 months and then finally you can get off in a beautiful part of Greece as if you're not going to really
That's
indulge
true.
And enjoy yourself.
Like an antipasto platter or something
Yeah, exactly.
Like that.
Anyway, they've got a bit of like, I guess, notoriety for this. A couple of years ago, they turned up in Reykjavik in Iceland.
Yeah.
It's the capital city there. And this time it was a bigger contingent, about I think it said like 5,000 soldiers. So they've all turned up at once, and they actually decimated, and I think that's the right word, yeah, the city's beer supply. So all the pubs just ran out of beer.
You know what? That's
every single
more believable
one
than the egg.
Imagine that. You go to your local, you know, for us, the town hall
the
in Waratah.
Sailors have taken over.
Have you got that beer? No. Have you got that beer? Everyone, you go down the tap, they're all run out.
Yeah.
All the bottles in the little fridge behind that no one drinks, all gone.
The Han Super Dries yeah, in the glass
exactly
bottles.
Why have you even got that? No one's ordering that.
No.
Well, on this day, they were all drunk.
Wow.
So, Matt, like, I mean, great for the economy.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine if you're running a restaurant and you sell out of everything possible that you can get or order, you've had a good month.
That's good. You can close for the rest of the month.
I know.
Sweet.
It's good for the local economy.
How busy would it have been, though? Oh. Matt, surely this town would have been told as well that these people are coming.
Well, I don't think so.
You'd think that would be the case. It's not like, it's like cruise ships, for example. I think they have to let them know beforehand.
Yeah, but the Navy's a bit more stealthy. They don't tell you what their plans are.
Oh, that's true.
You know, they're a bit more just turning up. I mean, the mayor probably knew.
Yeah, maybe.
That's probably where it ended, you
know?
But
you know what? We're not going to have any contingency plans in place for when 1,500 extra people just rock up.
That's right. They're not the sleepy little port city in Greece.
We're going to eat 8,000 eggs. We're going to eat you out of house and home, my friends.
Not ready for it.
Hey, we're going to go over to India on the other side of this. Party Central India is.
Oh.
This guy, he's gone to a party, had a couple of beverages, ended up in hospital 10 days later.
Ten days later
due to this party. I'll give you the details on the other side of this. Look, parties in India, man, they get loose.
They do.
They get
I've attended
loose.
A few.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Have you actually?
Yeah, of course.
Did you get a couple of lemonades in you?
Oh, my God. We had a few drinks.
Yeah. Did you end up in hospital 10 days later? Like,
no,
nope. Oh, I don't think so. So this guy...
hospital free.
Now, the thing is, this is something I would expect to happen like at a frat party or something like that. Not to a 45-year-old man. Well, tell you what happened.
Okay,
doctors in India have surgically removed a cup from a man's rectum 10 days after his friends inserted the object as a drunken prank.
Oh, my God. I tell you what, the parties I attended did not involve any of those activities.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Did you get too lubricated that you don't remember?
No, I think I'd remember that.
Now, apparently, this is the worst part. This wasn't just like your plastic beer pong kind of cup. This was a steel glass.
What is wrong with
the man's friend put this in his anus when he was intoxicated as a practical joke.
Oh my God.
Mate, this
two
is
holes,
ridiculous.
One cup.
Yeah, basically. And he couldn't go to the bathroom, obviously, for 10 days. And then his family rushed him to one of the biggest hospitals after his stomach started swelling and he was unable to defecate since the incident.
And then they have to do the x-ray.
Yep.
Excuse me, sir.
I slipped and fell.
Excuse me, sir. It seems you have a cup up your butt.
Yeah, so they had to get this, like, really top-notch team of doctors and surgeons and everything.
And you can be sure the interns are gathering around as well.
Yeah, so they had to make sure they had to conduct the surgery the same day as his condition was serious. Mate, those are not your friends. If your friends are doing that
to
you... What
get
happened?
New, get
what
new
happened
friends.
To drawing texter on your face or putting your hand in a glass of warm water?
Yeah,
not doing this.
Oh, how ridiculous. And grow up.
Now, the surgery
but
took...
funny for us.
Yeah. that's what I don't understand. 45 years old this guy was.
Oh, my God.
Are you friends with 16-year-old boys?
Okay, alternatively, did he trip and fall... And this party thing is a story.
This could be the case.
Because you hear that sometimes people like to experiment.
Yes, especially with a steel cup.
I've never heard of that, actually.
So apparently
that's
he's recovering
crazy.
From surgery. The surgery went all okay.
Oh, good to hear. All's well that ends
remained
well.
Remained in recovery for 4 or 5 days, but apparently he's back home with his family.
And you can be sure every person that works in that hospital is still talking about that story.
I've always said...
about the bloke with the cup?
Oh, man. And you know what? every intern will have a story similar. It might not be a cup, but it'll be something.
Oh, the trip and fall stuff.
The trip and fall stuff. I've always thought it'd be so funny if you're an intern and you've got one of these stories as one of your first days on the job.
Yeah, exactly. Well, welcome to the hospital. Toilets are down the hall on the right.
Yeah.
And also, we're about to do a thing with a bloke in a cup. Come this way.
Come and watch. Come and watch. Mate.
What a day to start.
45 years old. What are you doing with your life, mate? Stop going to parties with these people.
Yeah, find some new friends.
I wouldn't be drinking. I would never drink again. If that happened to me,
especially
I
not out of that cup.
After 10 days of pure pain. He probably thought he probably could have pooped it out or something, but
That thing is not moving.
When it's made of steel,
it's not.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Grebo.
How much I really like barbecuing. Pork, chicken, toast.
Backtrack.
Yes.
Did you say toast?
Yeah, I'm just cooking everything.
The Novos. Local ads.
And Tyler.
Don't forget that. We're on UFM.
Tyler's in this morning. You've got an update for us on your broken arm.
I do.
Yes.
Not broken.
Hooray!
Yes.
Just very sore at the moment.
Just some serious ligament damage, which sometimes is apparently worse, right?
Didn't your partner roll over or something and hit you in the arm by accident?
Yeah, so he literally just rolled over in bed and my arm was the wrong way and it just popped.
You know what?
My hand rolled into itself.
Be cooking dinner every single night this week to say sorry, let me tell you.
He has been, bless his soul. Well, I'm injured. I can't pick up the pots and pans. I can't do anything.
Exactly. So.
What other things can you lean into this to get out of him?
Putting the dishes away. Can't lift them.
Oh, yeah. Too hard.
What else?
Can't mow the lawn too hard.
No, absolutely not. There was something else yesterday that I really milked it. I can't remember what it was now.
too busy milking it.
Might have even been the washing.
Yeah, well,
that
washing
storm
basket
was rolling in, and I couldn't lift the washing basket. Can't take the pegs off the line? It hurts my wrists. So
you know what? Milk it for all it's worth.
Absolutely.
Question, Tyler. Are you like a quick go get the washing, or like, oh, my arm's sore, can you please? which version are you?
I was kind of like, oh my god, it's gonna rain, the washing, and then I just kind of looked at him and lifted my arm. I was like, I can't. So you must go run now.
It's sort of in between.
Yeah. You know what? No words need to be said. You lift the arm and go, you did this to me.
All I need to do now is just look at him, and he's like, I know, fine.
I rolled really bad in your arm.
So
you know what? You probably got maybe 1 to 2 weeks of this, so just milk it for all it's worth.
You know I will.
Good luck with that. Hey, 5 and 10 is, of course, up next. Now, this is awesome. We, of course, give away a prize in exchange for you getting some questions. Well, right, I guess.
Yeah.
Today, $75 to spend at Yumbo-Rama. Yumbo-Rama, local and fresh. It's the heat and eat meals delivered, right?
Yeah.
So this is awesome.
This is for Tyler, actually. Yeah,
forget about cooking. Just get yourself some Yumbo-Rama or win it from us for free. We give you a topic. You got to name 5 things in that topic. You do that. You get the voucher.
Easy as.
Oh, for like 5 seconds of, or 10 seconds,
right? 10 seconds work for a week's worth of dinner?
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
13:10:09, and we need a couple of players, because often the first player doesn't win. Well, sometimes. So 13:10:09, get involved and play 5 and 10. We're doing it next.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Megan Crevo.
5 in 10.
New FM.
All right, this is easy. Name 5 things in 10 seconds from the topic we give you.
Yeah.
You win the voucher today. $75 worth of Yumbo-Rama meals.
Delicious.
It's like heat and eat. So they're ready to go. It's delivered to you.
Yeah.
You heat it up and dinner served.
If you're a tradie, take them, like, with you.
Take them, for lunch.
If you've got access to, like, a microwave at work,
you're going to be the envy of all the other blokes on the job site.
Yeah, why not? Hey, let's spin this wheel to get the category first. First of all, I don't think we've had this before.
No.
Technology.
Oh, this is a bit of fun.
Interesting. All right, let's go to the phones. We're going to meet Aaron in Valentine. Hey, Aaron.
G'day. How you going?
Doing really, really well. You're confident with the category of technology, Aaron?
Oh, I struggle turning a computer on.
Oh, you know this what? Might be
I believe
you.
In you, my friend. All right, our first topic for the category technology, what I need you to name for me in 10 seconds is 5 phone brands. Your time starts now.
Apple, Samsung, Nokia, Google and...
You're getting the four.
My God.
So close.
So close. Look, the lines are open, 13, 10 and 9 if you do want to play for $75 worth of Yumbo Rama.
We'll give it five
we'll
seconds.
We'll give it five. You four, know, let's give it 10 seconds three, considering it is 5 in
two,
10.
2, 1... 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Nah, it's done. You're out. Too slow.
Jackpot's tomorrow, though, to $150 worth of Yumbo Rama.
Yeah, that's right.
How good is that? Hey, on the other side of this, tragedy has struck in Thailand.
Oh, my God. You've got to be careful over there.
Now, unfortunately, this sounds horrific. Beachgoers have found a body on the beach. It's not what you think. Fortunately, it wasn't a real body on the beach. It was a very realistic sex doll worth nearly 500 pounds.
Oh my God.
Nearly $1,000 this thing was
worth.
Very interesting story. We're going to get into the details.
Megan Crevo.
The Novos.
In what sounds like the start of an episode of Law & Order SVU over in Thailand, beachgoers were absolutely shocked because they thought they saw a dead body, like a dead woman, wash up on the beach.
That's actually a nightmare for me.
Oh, mate, it would terrify you.
Yeah,
absolutely terrify you, not to mention you're feeling like, oh, my God, that poor woman.
Yeah, you run over there and you're worried that you've, like, if you're the person that discovers that, that's something that will never leave you.
Yeah,
you
know? So it was in the Thai province of Chamburi.
Okay.
Chamburi, I'm not too sure how to pronounce that. I apologise. It was east of Bangkok at the moment.
Okay.
So what they did was they found this body and had a shirt covering the head of this body.
Oh.
Turns out it was just a realistic Japanese sex doll.
Oh, that's washed up on the beach. Has somebody maybe had a lovely time with this doll?
Possibly.
Like, I imagine them cuddling in the moonlight.
Yes.
Probably a full moon because everyone loves a party there then, don't they?
That is true. So it's a Japanese model AV doll that cost around $1,000 Australian.
Oh, so they've had their fun and then they've discarded her like rubbish in the wind.
What?
How terrible.
For $1,000.
I don't think there's a big secondary market for it.
No, that's true.
Who's going to buy that off Facebook Marketplace?
Who is spending $1,000 on a sex doll you're going to use once?
Meg.
Once. Come on.
Okay, you're just saying words now. I think there's a lot of people out there who spend a lot of money on things for self-pleasure.
Yeah, that's fine. But if you're going to use it once and then throw it into the ocean, there's enough plastic as there is in the ocean.
Don't be a litter bug.
Shouldn't be polluting it with sex dolls.
Take it and put it. I guess, though, if you put something that realistic in a dumpster, it's going to freak someone out as well.
It's going to freak someone out when it washes up on a beach.
That's true.
Which is even worse, especially with the T-shirt over its head. Now, the problem is it didn't have a head. The head is somewhere else. They're unsure. So what they're thinking is the body actually was dumped in, like, a lake, and it's made its way into the ocean and then washed its way up on the beach.
Wow.
Now, for anyone who is concerned about the welfare of the lovely, realistic Japanese AV doll, it is sitting at a police station.
In the evidence locker.
Near Bangkok. For them, apparently the police are like, if the owner would like to come and claim it.
It's a lost property situation.
They can rescue her from the team station.
Oh, well, good to know. So if you did just get back from Thailand and you're missing your doll, you know where it is.
And you're spending $1,000 on a Japanese realistic AV dolls.
Hey, Pete.
You might want to reevaluate your life.
Meg, like I said, a lot of people spend a lot of cash on that sort of situation.
Look. If you're going to spend $1,000 on a doll like that, wouldn't you just go get the real thing?
I don't know.
I reckon real thing might have been a little bit cheaper.
Well, probably, but also some people, I think, like a doll.
They might.
Prefer it, maybe.
Well,
even.
There's less risk, maybe, with a doll.
I guess.
Doll's not going to talk back. It's not going to complain.
That's true. Whatever you're into.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crevo.
Different situation.
What was that situation?
Can't remember.
Exactly. It wasn't that important.
Help to know those.
Local as New FM.
Oh, they're saying it's one of the biggest weddings of the decade. Yeah. Ben Affleck and J-Lo, amazing, right?
Yeah, beautiful.
I'm sure there's going to be like a big magazine spread at some point.
There's no way in hell. There hasn't been enough photos released. I know, for right? To happen.
One photo that has been released, though, and this is a bit of fun. The Paps caught Ben on his way to a private jet to fly somewhere else. Who knows where? But he's in the back of an SUV.
Yeah.
And he looks like, this is post-wedding, the next day, the most hungover person in the United States of America.
It looks like he's been hit by a truck or two. And that's putting it politely.
And that truck is in the form of probably like, a whole lot of Jack Daniels.
He has the most bloodshot eyes I've ever seen.
So hungover.
It's just... And the worst part is, like, if he was a woman,
yep.
If you added the makeup into that situation as well, oh, my God. The old
running down his face.
Panda eyes.
This is the thing. He now has to get on a flight and do a thing in another place.
No, thank you.
The worst. This is what I wanted to do. 13:10:09. What did you have to do while you were hungover? This what activity did you have to go to another wedding, say? Oh. Or did you have to, I don't know, do a kid's, like, school performance, go to that or something?
Yeah.
Any of these things can be just so difficult once you've had overindulged the night before.
Yeah.
13:10:09, what activity did you have to get through while you were hungover?
We'd love to hear your stories. On Instagram as well. You can send us voice notes through to Instagram now and we'll pop them to air.
Yeah.
Which is really cool as well. At the Novos _ if you want to get involved. Got Knights tickets up for grabs too, Crevo.
Oh my God, how good's this? 2 Gold Reserve tickets to Knights versus Sharks September 4 at McDonald Jones Stadium. Best callers on air today are going to win those.
Yes.
13:10:09. What did you have to push through?
Let us
whilst hungover.
Share in your pain.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll take your calls.
Photos emerge of Ben Affleck looking like he's had about 20 schooners the night before, and I think that's probably what happened because he had his wedding.
Yeah.
And my God, he looks so hungover.
I'd like to see what J-Lo looked like, actually. Just putting it out there.
He looks
She always looks glamorous and fabulous.
And that's why she hasn't been papped, and he has. Looks like America's dustiest man.
Yes. 13:10:09. What did you have to do whilst you were hungover?
That's what we're looking for. Flight.
Yeah, let's go to the phones. Kylie's in Thornton. Hey, Kylie.
Hi, how you going?
Hey, doing good. What did you have to do hungover?
Okay, so a few years ago, had a wedding here in Newcastle on a Saturday, and then the next morning, obviously very hungover, I had to get on a flight to Brisbane at 6 a.m. to go to another wedding.
Oh.
This wedding was bigger than the first one, and... hungover again, had to wake up early and get on another flight to come back to Newcastle. I thought I was going to die.
Oh, you poor bugger. So how many Powerades and how many Hydrolites did you consume in that 48-hour period? Be real.
I don't think I did any because I was too sick. I couldn't stop vomiting.
Oh, my God, Kylie.
There's nothing worse than having to deal with security and all of that sort of gear that happens with a flight.
Not like ideal.
Flying is a lot of admin.
Yeah.
You know, life admin.
And waiting.
Oh.
And just waiting and...
standing in lines and you got the sweats.
Yeah, we've had a voice message come through on Instagram from Isaac.
We're over in Bali, drinking away as you do, for probably about the third consecutive night and day in a row. Went out to breakfast, ordered his breakfast I didn't even want. Couldn't even stop bloody shaking. And here's Greg about to bloody crack another bintang. I'll tell you what, I've learnt to catch up now.
Oh, mate. You know what? If you're going to do this, drink responsibly over anything.
This is a lesson in that.
Yeah.
Is what that is. Trish is in Macquarie Hills. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Very well. What activity did you have to do while you were hungover?
Well, it wasn't actually me. I went into labour with my son and his dad had to go through the birth hungover.
Oh, no.
So what's, like, obviously the labour wasn't expected yet, I'm guessing?
Oh, no. Like, he'd had beers with his mates and my son was born on his due date. But, he was hungover, really hungover.
You know,
as I was going through labour.
That's the ultimate punishment for you going through labour, the pain of labour. You can stand there while I'm screaming, hungover.
Pretty much.
Beautiful.
Well, because there's a lot of noise, I would imagine, and there's also a lot of, well, I guess, sights to see as well with the birth of a child.
Thank you, Trish. The worst thing I've ever had to do was my best mate. It was his 18th birthday, so I'd had a couple of drinks at his place for his 18th, a very big one. Unfortunately, I'd only just started working at Woolworths, and I hadn't had my first shift yet. They called me in the next day before any official training. We're really short-staffed. Can you come in? And I'm a hungover. I'd never worked a shift there in my life. They chucked me on the smoke counter dealing with complaints on my first day whilst I'm hungover.
Bright lights.
Not ideal.
Loud music.
Let me tell you. Hey, what's the goss with producer Tyler? He's on the way.
Yeah, Harry Styles has been crowned the new king of pop, and some of Michael Jackson's family have come out of the woodwork to question that.
Oh, leave him alone. Leave him alone.
The Novos.
If I don't say the right things, I might get killed.
The Novos.
Keep my wife's name.
With Megan Crevo.
Megan Crevo.
What's the goss?
I love reality TV.
All right, Tyler, it's official. Harry Styles has been crowned the king of pop.
Yeah, well, he's on the cover of the Rolling Stones UK issue at the moment, and they have dubbed him the new king of pop.
Well, he's actually the first ever global cover star of the Rolling Stone magazine.
Oh, there you go. I didn't know that.
There you go.
That's a bit interesting.
First one ever.
However, Michael Jackson's fans have gone wild over this, including his nephew, Taj Jackson. Have you guys ever heard of him?
Yeah. Never heard of him.
Never heard of this person before. No. He's probably fake. He's responded on Twitter saying, there is no new king of pop. You don't own the title, Rolling Stones, and you didn't earn it. My uncle did. Decades of dedication and sacrifice. The title has been retired. No disrespect to Harry Styles. He's mega talented. Just give him his own unique title.
No!
I agree.
People call... Okay, so Madonna was the queen of pop, and then it went to Britney, and then it went to Gaga, and then it went to Ariana. It's one of those titles that, you know, whoever is the it person at the moment has that title.
That's right.
Do you think it's just MJ's family still, like, trying to kind of elbow their way to the top to try and get some of his estate?
Absolutely.
A combination of that, and they're worried about, I guess, the currency... and I mean in a financial way, of losing that title, because no longer can you put out best of DVDs of Michael Jackson walking up and down on lit floorboards.
I also believe
and making money out of it.
Exactly. I also believe that Harry Styles has worked hard for it as well.
Absolutely.
So dub him as the new king of pop.
Look, they're probably pissed because yes, he got famous on a reality show. Blah 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 blah. I don't see Harry Styles when I look at Harry Styles anymore as X One Direction. I see Harry Styles as Harry Styles.
Exactly.
The rest of them, I still see One Direction associated.
Yes.
I don't really see it as much with Harry.
Yeah, I have to agree with that, actually.
He's come out on his own. He does his own thing, like music-wise, fashion-wise, everything.
He's an actor now as well.
An actor, and he's actually quite good.
Yeah, and I'm very excited to keep going back to this. I'm so excited to see this new movie with
Harry Styles. I watched the trailer after you mentioned it last time. You know what? I'm not into thrillers. I'm into this.
So hot, right?
What's it called again?
I'm Googling it because I've forgotten.
The name of it.
Very memorable. All you can remember is his body.
There's Don't Worry, Darling, and there's My Policeman.
Don't Worry, Darling is the one I want to see.
Both supposed to be very hot and raunchy, so I'm in.
Well, I did see like that hot and raunchy scene that the actress... I don't want to be known for this.
Oh, no, Florence Pugh.
Are they dating?
No, sorry. Harry and Olivia Wilde are together, but Florence Pugh is the one that Harry Styles goes to town on, and she's the one that's not happy.
Oh, okay. How awkward would that be for Olivia Wilde?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but Olivia Wilde is the director of this film, so she's kind of directed them to do so.
That's just real.
Isn't it what?
Oh, my God. Yeah, well, I can't wait to say that. You know what? I'm calling it. Rolling Stone, I agree. Harry Styles, right now, king of pop.
Taj Jackson can go in the bin.
He can go in the bin.
Look, he hasn't done any singing lately, has he?
Look, Michael Jackson will always be like an iconic king of pop. But let's be real, there's different kings all around the globe.
Life goes on as well. Get over it.
He's the American king of pop. Let Harry Styles be the British king of pop. True. There you go.
They're sorted.
We've sorted it.
Meg's like running the United Nations here.
The music industry.
I know. I like it.
They're local ads. And on air, right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
I think we worked together for 3 months before I gave you my phone number.
And that was an extraordinary moment.
It was an experience, right?
You're waking up with the Novos, Meg and Crevo.
The joys of being single, Creebo, is everything in the cupboards at my house is the only things that I want to eat.
Yeah, well, I guess that you're not wasting food on someone else then,
basically,
is it?
Basically, like when Josh and I were together, there were certain things in his wheelhouse that I found absolutely just ludicrous. For example, I found this out after we got engaged, and we've been together for 5 years at this point, that he enjoyed Weet-Bix, right, with cheese and Vegemite. Not Weet-Bix with milk, dry Weet-Bix with cheese and Vegemite.
That's bizarre.
How I committed to possibly marrying a man who ate that, never. Dry. Oh, mate.
Dry Weet-Bix.
But Tyler, your partner, oh my God, the weird stuff that he's into. Food-wise.
Let's make that disclaimer.
Let us know
quick.
What were they, because I've forgotten, and they were quite mind-blowing.
Oh, he just likes to think that raw bacon is a thing.
Yeah, that was it. No!
And nobody's... he gaslights me into thinking that it's normal.
It's not.
Every
normal.
Time I'm like cutting up bacon to eat for breakfast, he'll just pick at it. I'm like, that's really gross. And he's like, no, it's not. It's normal. And I'm like, it's absolutely not normal. You're a freak.
It's not normal.
You don't eat raw bacon.
No.
You can, though. Like,
you
it's
can.
Not
it's not
going to
make
right?
you sick, but yeah. it's still, it's gross.
There's so much salt in that thing. It can't be, you, like, you're going to be fine. Mm. But, ew.
No. I don't love bacon, and cooked bacon at the best of times, so it weirds me out a lot.
Yeah, no, thank you. So, 13, 10, and 9, what weird or gross things does your partner eat in front of you?
And you think, why are they eating that?
If you can beat cheese and Vegemite on dry Weet-Bix or raw bacon, 13, 10, and 9, gold tickets up for grabs for the Knights next weekend at McDonald Jones Stadium for the best callers today, 13, 10, and 9. Or you can get involved on our Instagram. You can send us a voice note at @thenovos_. We'll put them to air as well.
I'm not fat. I'm big boned.
I'm bigger than you. I'm higher in the food chain. Get in my belly.
We're talking on 13, 10, and 9, those weird food things that your partner eats. My ex-fiancé, Josh, revealed after we got engaged that he used to eat raw, like, not raw, but plain Weet-Bix with cheese and Vegemite, which I thought was weird. Tyler's partner likes to eat raw bacon.
Bizarre.
What the hell? These are things you should find out in the first couple of weeks of dating someone, in my opinion.
Yeah, definitely.
But then I just realised, Creebo, because I asked you, what are the weird things that your fiancé Emmy eats? Turns out, no, she's not the weird one. It's you!
I'm the adventurous eater. Okay.
I like how you say adventurous, not weird.
All right, so I'll get into some of them.
Sure.
Because this is just some off the top of my head. So I like to eat this soup called pho, which is like a Vietnamese soup. Delicious, right? But you can ask for the extras, right?
And the extras are
tripe, intestine, and the, like, gelatin in between the joints, and it's so good.
That just sounds disgusting.
I know. That is not for everyone, for your stomach and stuff. Okay, here's a combo that is really bizarre, but I absolutely love. You make a little tuna mayo.
Yeah.
Right? That part's normal. But then it goes with Indian garlic pickle and zucchini.
Now, this does sound weird, but I would try it.
It is weird. It's weird.
You know, I'd try it, though. That actually doesn't sound half bad.
Even when I think about it, it's a bit strange. Okay, and here's another one. When I go to Yum Cha, I'm the guy that orders the chicken feet.
Oh, of course you are. That doesn't surprise me in the slightest.
Even Emmy doesn't like them at all. And
yeah.
It's like, it's too much usually for one person.
Mm.
So I have to, like, try and convince other people. Because Yum Cha's.
You want some?
Does anyone else want to go in halves for the chicken feet?
Nobody ever
does.
I've never tried them. I won't lie.
They're just.
Then again, I don't really do Yum Cha on a regular basis.
Yeah, they're kind of gelatinous. But I love the sauce and the flavor. I'm just into it.
Yeah.
At first, I was really grossed out by the whole thing, but then someone got me to try them once.
And I was like, these are actually my favourite thing.
I love to get that at Yum Cha.
We've had some messages come through on Instagram, one from Sam saying, my fiancé eats desiccated coconut from the bag as a snack.
Oh, that's odd.
Bit weird. And then
get yourself some Doritos, mate. It's better.
A bit sweet, though. I know people who eat raw Cocoa Pops.
What?
Yeah, they're delicious. I won't lie. I don't do it, but
like
cool.
out of the jar.
Yeah, out of the packet.
Oh,
delicious.
No,
and Belinda has messaged through as well on Instagram @thenovos_. Her husband eats raw, like, cold tins of Campbell's soup.
Cold.
Doesn't like them heated up.
Well, that's about as weird
just
as it
likes
gets.
To eat them with a spoon in the can as they are. You're meant to add an extra can of water in with those things as well.
Oh, so be all thick and gloopy.
Really thick and gloopy and not for me. Could you imagine a can of cream and mushroom? Just like...
Not heated up. It's not great at the best of times.
No. You know what? You know what? I think they're a little bit weirder than what you are.
Yeah, I think you might be right. Hey, Love It All Low that is up next. Tyler, of course, will be in to get our thoughts on today's daily topics. No fence sitting. We just have to pick. Love it or loathe it.
I don't care.
New FM. Love it. Love it. Or loathe it. Loathe it.
All right, this is, of course, Tyler comes in with daily topics, and we have to pick right in the moment, love it or loathe it. No fence sitting, no mucking around.
All right, what have you got for us, Tyler?
Abby Chatfield.
Oh. Hold on.
One, go! Oh, I'm going to say loathe it.
Loathe it.
Oh, okay.
I'm actually shocked, Crevo, that you even know who she is.
Yeah, of course I know. Oh, come on. I don't live under a rock.
She's everywhere at the moment, though, right?
Yeah, I know. She's everywhere for my liking.
Got her own radio show in Sydney. She's a panellist on The Masked Singer. She's just created her own clothing line. But she's recently been papped out the front of her house on the phone in a bathrobe looking a bit sad. I'm going to send you guys the link. She does look a little bit sad and dishevelled.
Her and Conrad just broke up, didn't they?
Well, that's part of the reason why the Daily Mail said
that
she's looking dishevelled.
You know what? That makes me happy.
Oh, mate,
I've had the biggest crush on him since The Bachelorette.
He looks like something out of The Grinch, out of Whoville.
Nah. Yes, all for me.
And you can have him.
Meg's a big fan.
Anyway, so this headline says that she's dishevelled because she's broken up with Conrad. She addressed the actual reason that she's sad on her radio show last night. Now, I couldn't get a bit of audio, but everyone, I don't know if everyone knows this, but in the radio industry, we have this thing called the ACRAs. It's basically like the Oscars for radio, right? You guys know about it.
Yeah.
She's addressed why she's sad, saying, I'm sorry, I'm pretty angry about it because we have paparazzi photos taken of me looking disheveled when I was crying about my lack of nominations.
Oh, babe, you've been in radio less than a year. Shut up.
Exactly what I thought. She said, I felt like I wasn't valued by my community of radio.
Now, can I just put it out there? Our very own newsreader, Jessica Rouse, is nominated for an ACRA for Best Newsreader. Thank you very much.
And a massive congratulations.
Yeah, babe.
Big congratulations.
Because she deserves all of it.
Absolutely she does, because she puts in a lot of work.
She does.
And she does a lot for us.
Yeah.
But Abby apparently feels like that she's been let down. It doesn't bother me, she said. I think it's braver to admit that you're upset than it is to pretend like you don't care.
Wait. So she's crying that she didn't get an ACRA nomination.
But
it doesn't bother her. Okay.
She said, I'm upset. I really thought I was going to be praised by a legitimate way for once. Now listen.
Take from that what you will.
I've been in radio for 7 years. I've never had an ACRA nomination.
Calm down. I was going to say. I can acknowledge this woman for her hard work, but she's been in radio for
five minutes.
6 months, babe.
Yeah.
Look, she's probably great at what she does. I'll be honest, I haven't really listened to her show very much, but you know what? It is what it is. I feel sorry she's going through a breakup, but then at the same time, I really like Conrad. I know I don't stand a chance with him, but...
You never know, Maggie. Have you ever sent him a message?
No. I'm not verified on Instagram yet, so it won't go to
you never
straight
know.
In the inbox.
All I can say is...
Help me get verified. Shout out meg.mp3 on Instagram. Get me verified, then I'll message him.
The rumour is that Conrad's been pashing a new cheek on this new Bachelor show.
Oh, he's already moved
on. Yes.
Oh, but he could have just... That could be just a one-night thing, you know?
Yeah, but then again, I only want a one-night thing as well.
Well, maybe he's into that then.
Maybe.
So
they were polyamorous, weren't they?
And they are, but he's so not hot. I'm looking at him now. He honestly looks like the Grinch.
Nah, stunner.
What's your favourite feature about him, Meg? What is it that makes you just absolutely lick your lips?
I think face.
Watching him on The Bachelorette, he was actually really sweet. Like, he built the love seat with What's-A-Face, can't remember her name. I remember him, but I don't remember her, though.
Did he actually build it?
Yeah, because he's a chippy.
Right, so you don't mind a man out there with a saw.
Good with his tools.
Sweating in the sun.
Yeah.
Banging in nails real hard, all that sort of stuff.
All day, every day, and then coming home to mama.
Banging.
You're just saying words now.
I think you said it first, Creeper.
Oh, Conrad, hit me up. Instagram, my friends.
Nailing stuff.
Yeah.
Screwing things together. Gross. Getting the glue in there.
Ew.
How else do you build stuff?
Glue's
Cremo, cool. What you get up to in your spare time, I don't want to know. Hey, news time up next with the ACRA Award nominated Jessica Rouse, mind you. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
They're local ads and on air right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
I think we worked together for 3 months before I gave you my phone number.
And that was an extraordinary moment.
It was an experience, yeah. Right?
You're waking up with the Novos, Meg and Cremo. Only on Newcastle's New FM.
So, Meg, we continue our journey together.
Yes.
As friends, as co-workers.
Neighbours.
And neighbours. As you continue to convert me from bougie to bogan.
Yes, I want you to embrace the bogan lifestyle, Crevo. Certain things you just, you've never tried.
Yeah.
And it blows my mind. I was getting ready our next bougie to bogan cuisine in the kitchen earlier. And one of the girls from the newsroom walks in and goes, what are you making? And I said, oh, savoury mince. She goes, why? I've gone, Crevo's never tried it. And she rolled her eyes and gone, how dare he?
Oh, really?
It's a staple.
I've never tried it before because, first of all, in my mind, and
mince
I don't know,
is savoury.
Well, that was what I always thought. But also, I just didn't even know, like, what does that dish even mean?
So it's basically just mince with, peas, corn, carrot, and then some flavour. Like, so I don't know what the flavour is. I couldn't tell you.
Is it like a mystery packet mix?
It's a packet mix of flavours. Fascinating. Yeah.
Fascinating. I'm some scientist studying
this. The reason
this
came up was because I had one a few weeks ago. It's not there anymore, but Hoppo's Milk Bar, when it used to be on Mayfield, they used to do a savoury mince toastie, and it was delicious. And the thing is, I haven't had savoury mince in a long time because I couldn't be bothered to cook it. We used to have it all the time growing up, but just couldn't be bothered. And I'm like, you know what? And you're like, savoury mince, what is that?
That's exactly what I said. Savoury mince, what is that?
Exactly how you said it too. So I prepared some savoury mince.
Yep.
In the microwave heating up. I'm going to get you some toast, slather it in some butter.
Because this is the traditional way of eating
it. This is how we grew it up. Grew up eating it in house. So it's prepared. It's ready to go. We're going to get into it after Lizzo, About Damn Time on 105.3. About Damn Time you tried some savoury mince, Crevo.
Yeah, bougie to bogan coming up next.
Megan Crevo.
The Novos.
All right, bougie to bogan time. This is, of course, where Meg introduces me to foods that I've never tried before.
Yeah.
That from the, I guess, culinary...
The Howzo regions of Bolton Point.
Yeah, that's right. The culinary bogan cookbook.
Yes, basically. So this is just the plain continental packet that you get from the sauce section in Woolies or Coles, mince, the home brand vegetables, and the home brand bread.
Savoury mince.
This is the stuff that I grew up on. So what we've done is I've toasted up a nice slice of the toast cut bread, slathered it in the table spread, not butter, not margarine, table spread, and I made up some savoury mince last night in my very own kitchen, brought it in, reheated it, because let's face it, it's always better reheated.
That's part of the recipe.
Part of the charm.
Part of the charm.
So I've got it in front of you. Just explain what it looks like.
Okay.
It's not a small amount.
Yeah, we will start with the visual.
Yeah.
It's piled quite high, and I like that it's not just smooth. I like that there's, different heights in amongst what you've done. The toast is a lovely golden brown.
Yes.
That's how I like toast. I think if it's underdone, it's no good.
Yep.
I'm glad
you like my toasting abilities.
Yeah.
Because this might not be up your alley.
The little bit of butter around the edge shows that there is, like you said, quite a bit of butter on this.
Table spread.
My apologies.
Yes.
Now, the next thing to talk about is the smell.
Yeah.
It has tomato notes. I can also detect white pepper, and I think it's a bit reminiscent of shepherd's pie.
It's pretty much what it is to a degree.
Okay, now I'm going to
I'm giving him a fork too. We don't normally eat it with a fork. You normally just grab the whole thing.
I think
thing
I'm
going
to have to grab it because I don't think the fork is going to help because I think you need to combine the toast.
Oh, you want the bread at the same time?
I think
okay.
So. All right, here we go.
Yeah.
All right, just give me one moment.
All right, he's taking a good old bite, actually. All right, first impressions of savoury mince.
It's quite good. All right, let's get into it.
Well, you give that a thing I'm going to eat.
Okay, texturally, the vegetables, they're actually quite soft, but the crisp toast is an unexpected and delightful contrast,
I would say.
Because you texturally with food, texturally with food, you want contrast. It's really good. Okay, spice mixed, quite well balanced. Here's the flavor heavy hitters. I would say it's more on like the, I guess it's a gravy in the background.
Absolutely.
If I was making it, I would probably add dried chili flakes, maybe a hint of lemon juice.
That would actually be quite nice. The lemon, we're getting too fancy.
And then I would chop a bit of parsley to put on top. That's what I would do.
Okay.
The sauce visually is quite good. It's got a bit of a gloss to it, which is nice to the eye. And
that normally happens as well when you reheat it.
Good even colour. Look, otherwise, I would say that the actual flavour around the mince, it just needs a little bit of a zhuzh up.
An oomph.
Yeah, like I said, I think I would add the lemon juice and then a bit of chopped parsley, chili flakes, and maybe just a tiny touch of dark soy.
Ooh,
I think would round out the umami a little bit more. But overall, I can see this as quite a good meal.
Never
I would
thought
go
I'd
for this
hear
again.
Umami. Mixed with savoury mint on toast.
A few enhancements.
Mm.
This would be quite a delicious meal. I'd imagine it a rainy Sunday for lunch.
Mm.
Fantastic.
Now, if you can have this in a toasty as well, but that was the option. There's cheese in the fridge if you want to make yourself a toasty, by the way.
That's the how you
cheese,
level it up.
Plastic cheese, of course. But the thing is, there's something about this. Like for me, like on a cold, rainy, I don't know why Thursday night's coming to me, but Thursday night, maybe because that was shopping night.
There you go.
Couldn't be bothered coming home to make anything else.
This is a simple meal, right?
But the thing is, you can cook up so much of this. Back in the day, mince was so cheap. It's not cheap anymore.
Nah, now
mince
it's
was like
a luxury.
$3 for a 500-gram thing. It's like $10 now. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So it's getting onto the more bougie side of things.
Yeah, well, just a few little things, I think, would be amazing.
What you said, though, about shepherd's pie kind of does remind me of that now. I never thought of that before.
That's it's reminiscent, definitely.
Chuck some mashed potato on there, see what happens.
Okay, so this is probably not my favourite of the bougie to bogans stuff. But
what's been your favourite so far? Because I've given you Devon and tomato sauce sandwich, I've given you cheese toasty plastic cheese.
Mm.
And I've given you a savoury mince.
I think the cheese toasty so far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, next week, we're actually going to take it out on the streets.
That's right.
We're going to go to a fish and chip shop and make you try a Chico roll.
First time, never tried one before.
Oh, interesting. Hey, on the other side of this, found a story about a kid who's dropped $1,200 at Time Zone.
Oh
my dream. My dream.
Little kid.
We'll get into the details on the other side of this.
Credit card done?
Yes, please. I'll take it any day of the week.
Megan Trevo.
Bonobos.
All right, this story out of Wollongong at the moment. A 10-year-old girl has gone to Time Zone and dropped a decent amount of coin. When I say a decent amount of coin, I mean $1,200 of her dad's money.
Oh, God, you'd be fuming because you'd say to the kids, look, you can have the card.
Yeah.
$10 minimum, maximum, or whatever it is.
Oh, so chuck $50 on.
$50.
$50 for me is standard.
Yeah, right.
Every time I go to Time Zone. Because if you put $50 on your card, you get like 25 extra or something.
When
like
have you last gone to Time Zone, Meg?
2 months ago.
Really?
Josh and I used to go together all the time.
Are you?
Regular, like at least once a month.
Really?
Yeah, and we'd both go and we'd both rack up heaps. But this girl...
adult?
Yeah, absolutely. If she didn't get at least a fake mustache and a mustache comb out of $1,200 at Time Zone, I'm going to be very disappointed.
You're supposed to get, because is it still all about the tickets?
Yeah, but you don't get tickets anymore, like not physical tickets. It all get loaded onto your power card.
Oh, that's a disappointment.
So it's not as good.
Because my favourite thing back in the day, and I probably went to Time Zone like 3 times ever, but you'd like play and then a few tickets shoot out and then you try and pull a few more out of the roll. Like you'd get your fingers in there and just slowly inch it out and you could always get a couple more before it snapped off.
It's not as fun now, I admit, not being able to collect the tickets.
Because when you won heaps, it would be like... and all the tickets came out. That was like the best part, right?
So I'm going to just put it out there. I know she spent $1,200 of her dad's money and he's not happy, but the fact of the matter is, I bet you any money, I've got more tickets than you do.
How much money do you reckon you've spent there over the last few years?
Oh, mate, I don't know how much money I've spent.
Yeah.
Probably more than $1,200.
Really?
This is over the last 5 years or so.
Okay.
Because Time Zone's really only been back around for the last, I'd say, 8 or 9 years.
Mm.
But at the moment on mine, because I've got the platinum card now.
Are you serious?
The silver platinum card. I've got 73,000 tickets.
That seems like a lot.
It is. So I've worked out that I can potentially buy a pair of AirPods.
Really?
Like the AirPods Pro.
Wow.
Some other headphones. They've got TVs on there, MacBook Pros, iPhone. I'm not at the iPhone level yet, unfortunately.
That's astonishing,
mate.
I
love time zone. I get these kids obsessed, and I know they're 10 years old.
But you understand.
Yeah.
I know it's been 2 months. Are you sort of stinging for it?
It's been a while.
What's your favourite thing to play there? I couldn't imagine.
There's this one called, I think it's Monster Hunter or something like that. And it's just, it's like a disc, basically. And it spins around in a circle. And it's got these other discs on it that have token amounts. So,
right.
And the thing is, they've got the jackpot tokens that are like 500. And I'm a master.
Of getting
the 500.
Really? Well,
and
obviously, you got a million points on your thing.
Yeah, so there was one day that I went in there, and this is a memorable day for me. I got the jackpot on that, which was 750 plus two 500s. And they've also got another one on there, like the hammer game, you know, where you go the strength test.
Yeah, right.
But it's not a strength tester, it is one where you've got to balance it correctly to hit the top, and it has to stay there. So if you're too hard or too soft, it ruins
doesn't make it, yeah.
I got the 2,000 jackpot on that.
Wow. And you'll never forget that day.
I'm in my element talking about time zone. I love it.
I can't believe it. As an adult, you're really obsessed.
Can we go to time zone together and I can show you the... Because as you said, you've only been like 3 times.
You know what? This is actually a perfect outing. It's at Katara, right?
They've got Katara, Charlestown,
Green
Hills.
Let's do Katara because it'll be a day where we try each other's activities.
Yeah.
You'll eat sushi, which is just across the hall.
We talked about this yesterday.
And I'll do time zone. How about that?
All right.
The Novo's tries.
Workmate date night.
Yeah, exactly. We'll try each other's things.
We'll organise this.
I love it.
I love this idea. It's going to be very expensive for you, Krivo, because time zone, I drop a lot of money.
Well, okay. We'll see how we go.
I drop a lot of money, my friends. All right. We'll organise that. Sounds great.
Bit of fun.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Krivo.
Different situation.
What was that situation?
Can't remember.
Exactly. It wasn't that important.
Help the Novos. Local as.
Oh, free petrol, Meg.
Yes.
That's what we're all about here as we are playing tank toppers.
This is what people have been waiting for all morning.
I know. 3 questions on here, and I've actually tried them today.
Yeah, I quizzed you earlier. All
quizzed
three
me wrong.
Correct.
Yeah, so it is possible. Of course, I don't have the pressure.
No.
I don't have the pressure.
The 5 seconds you've got to answer
each question. I know. So, if you want to play Tank Toppers, this is your chance. 13:10:09. There's $10,000 worth of petrol to be given away with what we're doing here.
And we're only taking one caller as well. Mm. So, get on the phones quick. 13:10:09. The gist is, we ask you a question, and it's worth a $50 fuel card.
Yep.
You can opt, if you get the question correct, to take that fuel card, or get a second question to up it to $100 worth of fuel.
Yep.
And then you've got the option again to up it to $150. If you get a question wrong, though, you lose the lot.
That's right. You get zero.
Yeah.
Walk away empty-handed.
You don't want that to happen.
Nah,
but if you're
right.
confident, if you're a quiz master,
this is your chance.
Yeah, to fill your tank up on us. Tank Toppers playing for you in minutes, my friend. 13:10:09. If you want to get involved. I'm
here now. Let's test your knowledge and fill the tank.
Don't get one wrong. This is New FM's $10,000.
$10,000 tank toppers.
Yeah, we've got a massive stack of fuel to give away. $10,000 worth. Why don't you try and get your mitts on a little share right now?
Very easy. Bit of trivia.
That's
all
right.
You got to do. Just don't get one wrong.
Yeah, that's right. Otherwise, you lose the lot.
Yeah, let's go to the phones. We're meeting Diane in Shoal Bay. Hey, Diane.
Good morning.
Hey, how confident are you that you can get all three right for $150 worth of fuel?
I am 100% confident.
I love it.
I love that. Now, do you normally do, like, quizzes or trivia or anything?
No, never.
Just a general genius. Great. Yes,
exactly. That's what we love. Oh, okay, so we're going to give you 5 seconds to answer each of these questions. You've got the chance to opt out of the next question if you don't want to do it and, take the fuel card and run.
Take it and run.
Okay. All right.
Yep.
Your first question for a $50 fuel card. What is the symbol that best represents St. Patrick's Day?
The four-leaf clover.
That would be correct.
Well done.
Okay.
$50.
You've got the option now to take the $50 worth of fuel and run, or do you want to go for the $100 worth of fuel?
I would like to go for the $100.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Good luck.
All right, question two. What type of animal is Babe in the movie of the same name?
Oh, it's a piggy.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, my God.
Well done. She doesn't even need the whole 5
no,
seconds.
I know.
All right, Diane, you've got yourself $100 worth of fuel right now. You've got the option to play for $150 or walk away with the $100. What do you want to do?
I'm going for the $150.
Oh, it's exciting. Okay.
This is great.
I've got a feeling you'll get this. Are you a music fan?
Oh, a little bit. I'm not that great at music.
You know what? Oh, come on, come on, come on. You'll get this.
Good
trust
luck.
Me. Trust
Good
me.
Luck.
Okay, Diane.
For $150 worth of fuel.
All right. Question
or to
number
lose
three.
It all.
Who sings Born in the USA?
The Boss.
Name?
No, full name. That's the
There
one.
He is.
Well done. $150 of fuel coming your way, Diane. How good.
Oh, that's fantastic. Thanks so much, guys.
I was a little bit stressed. I'm like, the boss, I know, the boss is going to be like, no, you need the full name. You knew that. Of course you did. Well done, Diane.
Let's celebrate.
That's our first $150 winner on the show. I think it's happened across the workday.
It's possible. See how easy it is?
See, she knew. She just manifested those positive vibes and got herself $150 worth of free fuel. Going to play $10,000 tank toppers right across the workday as well.
Yeah, if you want free petrol, you don't want to be listening to any other radio station. Just don't even bother.
No, don't bother. Don't bother. Don't waste your time.
Exactly.
Don't waste your time. Hey, what's the goes up next with producer Tyler?
So you guys know, well, you might not, but California in the States are facing like a huge drought at the moment, and a whole list of celebrities who waste the most water during this drought have been released and they're being roasted.
Let's juicy, put them on juicy, blast. Juicy.
The Novos.
If I don't say the right things, I might get killed.
The Novos.
Keep my wife's name.
With Megan Crevo.
Megan Crevo.
What's the goss?
I love reality TV.
Now, when there's a drought or water shortages, we all pull our weight.
Yeah, that's right.
To stop using water. Tyler, the people in California not doing the same.
Not everyone are pulling their weight. The LA Times has obtained some documents that reveal which California-based celebs are violating drought restrictions. And by how much? Do you guys want to guess who's at the top of this list?
Oh,
the Kardashians.
Absolutely.
I was going to say Kardashians or I was thinking Paris Hilton.
Kim and Khloe.
Of course.
Kim is said to have exceeded her water budget by 232,000 gallons.
So that's like is that a million
litres? And
yeah.
Khloe by 101,000 gallons.
Mate.
That's
ridiculous.
Yeah.
This one's the best one, though. Sylvester Stallone and his wife Jennifer were also two who have received warnings, exceeding their restrictions by 230,000 gallons. Sylvester Stallone's attorney, though, has released a statement to the LA Times about the couple's water usage, and it reeks of richness.
Okay.
They have more, this statement says they have more than 500 mature fruit trees on the property, including innumerable fruit trees as well as pine trees. Absent adequate watering, in all likelihood, they would die. That could result in dead or damaged trees falling on my client's property or neighbouring properties.
Get rid of them then.
Jeez.
If you've got a tree as well in your backyard that could possibly fall on your house, you get it removed.
What about 500 of them though?
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
That is on another level.
Is he a fruit grower, like a fruit farmer?
I doubt he's selling the fruit. It all just falls on the ground and rots, I reckon.
Kevin Hart is also been receiving some warnings. Gabrielle Union and her husband Dwayne also 90,000 gallons of water with a warning as well.
90,000 is not as bad as 250,000.
Still a lot
of
water.
But when you're in a drought,
yeah.
We're going to stay in California now, though. You guys are obviously familiar with the Instagram page called Brown Cardigan.
No.
Yeah, it's sort of like kind of just they capture sort of, I guess, like different news, don't they?
It's also like just taking the piss out of Australian culture, basically. I've just sent you guys a photo in our group chat. Someone has spotted a car, a Holden car, that's been wrapped with with the New South Wales Police decals all around the car, and then on the kind of on the side where it's got like the blue and white checkers underneath that says Thought Patrol.
Oh, get out. That is great.
And then it says Rozzers.
Who's which Rozza?
Is, no, Rozzers is like the British slang for police, I think. The Rozzers.
I know that.
Wow. Yeah.
And it's just been spotted doing some hot Mano laps in San Diego, California. How funny is that?
I actually love that. That's brilliant.
Because over there, it'd be fine to use that.
But would people know what it is unless you're an Aussie?
No.
No one would have any clue, right?
If we can, we'll try and share that to the Novo's Instagram.
That
Novo's
would be great.
_ on Instagram. Check it out.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Grebo.
How much I really like barbecuing. Pork, chicken, toast.
Backtrack.
Yes.
Did you say toast?
Yeah, I'm just cooking everything.
The Novo's. Local ads.
Got to ask you, Jess, what do you think about them taking away the parking spots on Derby Street? Because I think it's absolutely ludicrous.
It is crazy. Although, at least, I guess they're replacing them.
You say that, but that's like saying, oh, we're taking away some at Katara, but that's okay because we're putting some in at Charlestown. It's like... That's,
the art galleries at one end of Derby Street. Oh, get your walking shoes on. You'll be
no,
right.
But it's
yeah,
not
but if you're
the
in
same.
Heels on a Friday, Saturday night, you're not walking all the way up Derby Street. You want to park relatively close to the restaurant you're
yeah,
going to.
Or that's... Let's face it.
There's lazy people like us, Jess, who don't want to have to walk that far.
It's restaurants, right? It's
yeah,
restaurants.
Yeah, exactly. Barefoot.
They're the ones that are going to suffer.
Yeah,
if
they've had a rough trot with COVID. Now, oh, let's take the car parking spots away. That's a great idea.
That'll solve it.
Yeah.
So people could, they said to be more people friendly. What's more people friendly than making it easier to get to a restaurant?
Yeah, not to mention all the Uber drivers and DoorDash drivers. Hello, aka me, who does Uber and DoorDash. It's a pain.
It's going to be tough
Thinking
anyway. It's not up to Jess, so let's not blame Jess.
No.
But I do think it's a mistake.
Yeah.
And I guess that's just happens.
Yep.
I mean, town planners have decided that their vision is better than ours.
Mm, the only person who makes good decisions around here is Tyler with 105 minutes commercial free.
Yes, and we love a Wednesday banger.
Yes, we do. I've always loved the video for this.
This qualifies.
Yeah. Wednesday banger for sure.
Also, Creva, if you like feeling like taking your clothes off today.
Mm-hmm. Oh. You know I like to take my clothes off.
If you ever went to a hot house party in 2001 at Newcastle Workers Club, you know what this is about.
Oh! Do you now? Yes. What's that about, Meg?
Did you ever go to a hot house party?
No, of course not.
It was an underage thing. You weren't getting your clothes off, but you were dancing to this, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, right. Okay. It's in the mix.
Oh, Nelly.
This is also a song I would take my clothes off to as well.
Oh, good to know.
Well, he's talking about your body and everything.
Mm. I love this song.
Yeah. My friend had this on in her limo, on her bachelor, like her hen's night.
Mm.
That's all it reminds me of.
Oh, that's a bit
going
of fun.
Around like Strzelecki and everything. It was great. Brando.
Were you guys leaning out windows with
pretty
bottles?
Pretty much. Pretty
yeah,
much.
Right.
Brando and that luxury. Love it for a Wednesday. Newcastle's London Block of ad-free music. It is coming your way very, very soon. In the meantime, though, we're talking on 13 10 09 next if you want to get involved. Do your kids want to be influencers? Because the study has come out saying that nearly half of Gen Zers would quit school if they were given the opportunity to become influencers.
Like as a job?
Yeah.
They think that's a job. I mean, for
some people it is, but you've got to be very, very particular about how you do things. But apparently it's so glamorous now. They don't want to be movie stars, TV stars. They want to be influencers.
They don't even want to be a doctor.
No.
Forget that.
This study is absolutely, it's incredible, really.
Yeah,
we'll get into the details on the other side of this. But 13 10 09, do your kids want to be influencers?
Megan
Grebo.
Yeah, we are talking on 13 10 09. Get involved if you want to. Do your kids want to be influencers? When we were growing up, Grebo, this wasn't a thing. Like, we maybe idolised, you might have idolised, like, sports stars, me, musicians.
Yeah, even, like, you know, doctors and stuff. People
yeah,
want to
I
do
wasn't
that.
Doing the doctor thing, I'm not going to lie. But, like, if you're in the limelight to a degree, I was interested. Now, these days, a little bit different. It's the influencers that are taking over. They're getting invites to, like, the Met Gala and all that kind of stuff. And a study's come out saying that 56% of females aged 15 to 25 said they would leave their career or education to become an influencer if they could, compared to 39% of millennial women.
That's just crazy to me, because to think that if you know two people, one of them wants to be an influencer
exactly.
in that age bracket.
Well, I've got... How many nieces and nephews who are over that age? I'm just trying to think. Yeah, most of the, yeah, half of them then would want to be an influencer. Like my niece in particular, she wants to be a famous Twitch streamer. That's her big goal.
Right.
But she's great. Like she plays Fortnite, she streams. She's got, I think, 10,000 followers on Twitch.
Okay.
She's doing quite well. She's got her own line of merch as well.
Yeah, right.
Which I've dabbled in because I got a supporter.
Yeah, good on it.
But I can honestly say I've never really looked into it. Apparently, 73% of people in this age demographic, they follow at least one influencer on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one thing to follow, but to want to use that and aspire to that as a career choice.
Well, it looks glamorous. It really does
because people, what they see is, of course, the glamorous side of it, which
is when they get a...
They get a free meal or a free this or that or get to ride in a private jet once or something, and they think that perhaps they own that private jet and, God, it must be good.
Yes, and guess what? They probably don't.
Nah, they're just there for, you know, to look at it.
Yeah. They might have got a photo on it.
That doesn't mean that you own it. They probably didn't even have a trip on that plane.
No.
So I think there's a bit of a warning for young people in that. And yes, there is money to be made in that space. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah. Interestingly enough, 69% of followers of influencers have purchased something recommended by an influencer. Mm. And 77% took to an influencer to help make their mind up about issues.
So
crazy.
Yeah, you don't know
these people. Like, yeah. Granted, you don't know the celebrities either. But it's really interesting how this is becoming like a career option for a lot of people.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's anything. I don't know if it's something to be worried about, but it's definitely something to be aware of.
Yeah,
because like you said, you don't know these people, and you've got to remember at the end of the day, it's just another path of advertising.
Yeah,
and it's just another path for products to get sold.
Exactly. Unless I'm one of those people. Unless you've got something authentic to show me on Instagram, whether it's music, you're a chef, you're a sports person, I'm not interested. I don't really care. The only ones I can really think of are like hair and makeup artists, just because they are so talented at what they do, but they have a backup trade.
Yeah. Well,
I don't follow someone just because they're famous on Instagram. I'm not interested.
Mm, they literally have a trade. That's why they are famous for that.
But I sent this to you guys in the group chat yesterday. Mm. There's actually little toys now of vlogger kits and...
Isn't that crazy?
For toddlers. They're wooden, so they're not real. So it's like a wooden ring light and all that kind of stuff.
Oh,
like, how
I don't know how I
that?
Feel about that.
Just strange.
The whole thing weirds me out.
Just strange. I don't know how... Yeah. Look, if you want to be an influencer, good luck.
Good luck.
Good luck.
But good luck getting cut through as well because, God, there are millions of them out there having a go.
If 56% of people want to do this, you're dealing with them as well.
You've got a lot of competition on your hands, and that's something to be well aware of.
Yeah. Hey, up next, a bit of an update on my Kit Kat taste tester situation.
Yeah, well, you became gainfully employed by the company of Kit Kat.
Volunteering, I guess, because I'm not getting paid. Got a bit of an update.
Megan Crevo.
The Novos.
All right, a little bit of an update. I did reveal to you yesterday, Crevo, that I am now an official taste tester for Kit Kat.
Yeah, you've been employed by the Kit Kat Corporation.
Yes, Nestle.
Of Kit Kat Land. That's why I just say that. In my mind, it's one big, like, they've got a big Kit Kat headquarters. Yeah. They all wear, like, suits with the little Kit Kat emblem emblazoned on it. That's
red
how
white.
I think it happens.
Red and
white. Yeah. Now, big building in the shape of a Kit Kat.
Yeah, exactly. Have you been there?
Well, yeah, grab yourself a finger and suck that thing down.
Exactly. Well, the thing is, we're talking about it yesterday, and then all of a sudden, I get an email about 10 o'clock yesterday morning, so they must have heard the segment.
No doubt.
Your order from the Kit Kat Chocolatory has been shipped.
Chocolatory. Is that like a... Factory, but for chocolate.
No, chocolatory. It's actually chocolatory. I got that wrong. Chocolatory.
Okay, don't get that wrong.
I was very intrigued. I'm like, this is quite good. Because I said to you, they're going to be sending me chocolate in the next couple of weeks.
So it's like new exclusive flavours, right?
I think so. I've got a feeling.
And you're going to leak this on the radio, no doubt.
Well, I'm going to ask them if I'm allowed to.
Oh, don't ask.
I don't want to lose my job.
Meg,
as a Kit Kat taste tester, I'm not missing out on chocolate.
So do they come around to your house with like a silver suitcase, unlock it,
they must.
And film you, make sure you don't do it, like take pictures or anything?
Not necessarily, because the email I got yesterday saying it was being sent by Express Post, so I don't think there's anything.
Oh, they've got to be there very quickly, because it's important. They heard how much you're into it.
Well, it's already there. I got the notification about 2 minutes ago saying it's been dropped off to my house. I'm going home to some brand new exclusive Kit Kat flavour.
You've got to leak it on the show, Meg.
I probably will.
You've got to.
I'm going to do an unboxing. I'm going to do an unboxing. Hopefully it's in a fancy box. I'm really hoping it is.
I hope so.
If it's just in an Express Post satchel, I'm going to be a little bit disappointed. But I'll do a video. I'll do an unboxing video like you do on YouTube.
Imagine
we're
all this.
We're just talking about influencers. I'm the Kit Kat influencer.
Imagine it's all this hype and it's just a regular Kit Kat.
Mate, if it's the Milo one, I'm going to be so disappointed because I've already bloody had it.
Oh, well, all will be revealed on tomorrow's show.
We'll give you the details about my Kit Kat chocolatory delivery.
Well, it's your first day on the job,
yeah,
really.
Exactly.
As a taste tester. So congrats for that.
It's an honour. It's stressful. As I said, the pay is not great, but
yeah,
you know what?
Zero.
If I wasn't going to get paid in money, at least I'm getting paid in chocolate.
Hey, that's a good thing.
It's
a lot of people
time.
Would take that.
Yeah, for sure. 105 minutes commercial free up next with Tyler.
New stuff from George Ezra. Green
girls, blue, blue. Meg, Revo knows exactly how I feel about
Meg,
this song.
Meg loves the chorus the most.
It's a bop.
With Meg, are you being serious or are you taking the pee?
Mate, I'm going to say it's a bop and can we move on?
Sure. Yep, no problem. I'm with you either way.
Yep, good.
Hate it. Fuel Shimmer on the way as well.
Get behind this a little bit more.
I'm gonna make this call.
Yeah.
The best song to come out of the 90s ever.
This song?
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
We had Spice Girls.
Yeah, but
get
I
back
just,
in your lane.
There's something about this,
no, this
that just hits me
Spice
right
Girls.
In the nostalgia. I love it.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Bit of fun.
All right. Like I'll let you have your opinion.
Good. Oh, very generous of you. God, you're
so
generous.
Much.
Oh, yeah.
And also the new one from Calvin Harris, Halsey, and Justin Timberlake.
It's a new world.
Yes. It's a mess out there. I love Halsey. She
so
can do no
I.
wrong. Halsey can do no wrong. Calvin Harris is great. Justin Timberlake's great. But Halsey.
Your
she's my babe. She's hot. Newcastle's only block of ad-free music kicking off for you in minutes. We'll catch you tomorrow, guys.
See ya.
Bye.